Aspen's share rose as much as 11% today, and that's despite them declaring that they won't be giving shareholders a dividend. Well, earlier, my colleague Craig van der Kerk caught up with the CEO.
The pharmaceutical group Aspen Pharmacare reported results for the year to the end of June today. The group's roots date back to 1850 in South Africa, and today Aspen operates in 56 markets around the world. Total revenue from continuing operations rose by 1% to 39 billion rand. The normalized headline earnings per share decreased by 7% to 14 rand 14 cents. And the big news, the net borrowings decreased by 14 billion to 39 billion rand. And for the first time in many years, Aspen did not declare a dividend. On the line is Stephen Saad. He is CEO of Aspen. Stephen, welcome to the show. Why are you not paying a dividend?
Well, I think we've got to send a message, a very clear message to all our stakeholders, internal and external. You know, we had borrowings, and I know we've done a fantastic job in the last 6 months to decrease them by 14.5 billion rand. But it's a clear focus for Aspen. We really are focused on deleveraging, and I think it's something, and bear in mind, management are big shareholders, and we really the only income we get is a dividend. So it's a real focus to send the message, our focus to get organic growth up and to delever and delever fairly aggressively over the next period. And I think paying a dividend would just send the wrong message.
The net borrowings currently stand at 39 billion rand. What is your target? To where do you want to reduce it?
It's a gearing. It's a get to our earnings. It's at about 3.6 times. And our focus is to get it below 3. And remember, because we make just over 10 billion or close to 11 billion of earnings, you've got to probably bring it down about 10 billion rand more, roughly, to be in the ballpark of where we'd like to be and feel comfortable.
During the period you sold off assets, the formula milk asset being one, are you going to continue with selling non-core assets?
Yes, we are in the process. We are looking at several avenues. You know, the one advantage we've had is that the acquisitions that we've made are worth substantially more than what we've paid, as we demonstrated in the and I think we've got similar opportunities around the pharmaceutical business. We'll be in an active process in Europe with an advisors to find the right partners. But we're looking for partners. You know, it's not just valuation. We've been offered quite big sums in a previous transaction in Europe. But important for us is to be able to find a partner that can grow the assets because we need them to plug into our manufacturing facilities. We're only going to do things that make sense for Aspen.
But Aspen has had a few tough years recently. The share price has fallen by more than 60% since September last year, for example.
Yeah.
What message should shareholders take from these results?
I'm not an expert on share prices. I can talk to you about what we delivered. So this is the first year we've ever had a decline in headline earnings in 20 years. So last year we actually grew our earnings, headline earnings by 10%. I think what, if I were to tell you what we as management have seen and what we're doing, was that if you look globally, there was a massive push for generics and generic pharmaceutical companies grew and had very big share prices. I think globally what we did was we exited generics at that sort of high point and we focused our business in steriles. The opportunity to go in steriles was a very large opportunity. It stretched Aspen and people are made their calls. Do they or don't they think we're going to perform in the sterile business? But I will tell you this much. We were correct on the commoditization of generics. The prices have fallen significantly, particularly in the US. And the only area, key areas that have held margin in that area has been sterile. So I think we've got the right strategy. And so much now is going to depend on how we execute on that strategy.
Stephen, what are steriles?
Steriles are products that are injectable in nature. And they go directly into your bloodstream. So it could be, you know, day injections, basically. And they require very specialist manufacturing technology, different from tablets and capsules. And what we've tried to do as a group and where we are right now is to build very expensive factories and efficient facilities that will give volumes. I think we've got all the assets. And that was the expensive bit. It's been acquiring the assets. And we're number one in the world in anesthetics outside of the USA. And we're number two in the world in injectable anticoagulants. And so we want to use the volumes that we now have globally to create a global business that really has a lot of sustainability for many, many years to come.
At the current share price, have you been approached by any international firm for a possible takeover?
Absolutely regular event. And it's a regular occurrence. And, you know, if you think about Aspen not issuing any equity, so we started from zero and we've got to nearly 11 billion of EBIT now, and that's with almost no equity. So it's sort of crazy for us to be listed, really, if you think about it. What's the advantage of being listed if you want to have equity? But from an Aspen perspective, we've got a lot to deliver to people that have shown faith in us over the time, and I can't entertain any of those discussions at a personal level. Of course, they can do what they want with the shareholders and they want to buy it out. But those come to me and ask me, do you want to? I say, no, it's not morally right. We've got a strategy. We know the value. We think the value is very different to what we see. And we need to deliver on our plans. And if it doesn't, if it stays there, then of course I'm going to sit and have a discussion with somebody else. Mm-hmm. But for now, total focus to deliver to the base of people that have shown tremendous faith with us over the last couple of decades.
In the results, you say the manufacturing business did not perform too well. Revenue was down 11% in that unit. How many factories do you have and where are they?
I think we've got factories in every continent aside from Greenland, literally. We've got numerous facilities across Europe, across Africa. We've got facilities in Dar es Salaam, Accra, Tanzania. We've got, I don't even know the number of facilities that we have, but we have numerous facilities to match our global footprint.
What was the reason for the decline in activity levels there?
We had a strike and there was a tender one of our partners lost. And then the biggest fall for us in our chemical business was we stopped selling heparin. We stopped selling heparin because we were worried it goes into our own products and we were selling to third parties. And we were concerned that third parties, you know, with African swine fever, that we might not be able to access the raw material. So we held supplying to third parties to keep for ourselves. It was a good decision. I know it put us stress under working capital in the first 6 months, but it was proven to be a good decision because the chemical has increased substantially. And so that we held back, we now have an ability to sell in this next period at a higher pricing as well. And we've got over 2 years stock. So we effectively held sales last year, but it's likely to release sales into this new period.
NHI is back on the agenda. There are widespread concerns about the impact it may have on the whole medical industry. How do you think Aspen will be affected?
We're obviously broadly positive. I think anyone who knows Aspen in that space, any opportunity for broader access to medicine and medication has got to be positive. And so there will be an increased volume. And then people might ask, but, you know, what will happen to the price? Will the prices come down? Yes, they might. But remember, Aspen has got its roots very much into understanding, into facilities that understand volume and pricing discussions. We've got very strong generic roots that we retain in our South African business and structures.
Stephen, thank you so much for your time. That was Stephen Saad. He's the CEO of Aspen Pharmacare.